Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to cover some halachas as it relates to the su'uda, one of the four mitzvahs that are done on Purim. And we're going to talk about various issues, and we'll start out with what time the su'uda should be eaten. We're not going to cover everything as it relates to the su'uda, but hopefully some interesting and practical halachas. So we are going to start out in Orach Chaim, Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Siman Tav Reish Tzadi Hei. From the beginning, Sif Aleph, Su'udas Purim Sha'asa B'Laila, if you did your su'uda at night, meaning Purim starts the night before, just like all of our holidays, just like the day, every day, it starts from the night before. If you ate your su'uda the night before, for example, you heard the Megillah reading at night, came home, let's do the su'uda, lo yatzei yedei chavaso, you were not yotzei the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be done in the day, not in the night. Same with the mishmloach manot, the matanas levyonim. Having said that, the Rama adds on, nonetheless, even at nighttime, yismach v'yarbe ketzas besuda, you should be happy, and you should have some su'uda, some eating, have some enjoyable food, because you should still be happy at night. But the mitzvah of su'uda is only during the daytime. So when during the daytime is it? So in the next seif, the Rama says as follows, that we are noheg, noagim lasa su'udas purim la'achar mincha. We are noheg to daven mincha first, and thereafterward we have the su'uda. We'll have to explain why that is. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Ches, why do we have it after Mincha, after we daven Mincha, at the time of Mincha, in the afternoon? Why don't we do it in the morning? Because we are so busy with the other mitzvahs of the day. We're involved in the Mishloach Manot, and that takes us up until Mincha. Once we get to Zman Mincha, once we get to the time of Mincha, the time of Mincha is 6.5 hours into the day. So if we divide up the day between sunrise to sunset, we divide it up into 12, so 6.5 hours into that is the time we can start davening mincha. Once it comes that zman mincha, we are prohibited to have a su'uda. So we have to daven mincha first. It's a technicality. We have to daven mincha first, and thereafterward we would have the su'uda. Continuing in that Rama, we could get back to this point, how about having it in the morning? The Rama does say, as we just mentioned, that the minhag is to have it la'achar mincha, that's after davening mincha. Once the zman of mincha comes, we can't have the su'uda, so we have to daven mincha. Davening marav will be later at night. So we daven mincha first. We don't wait till shkia. We don't wait till the end of the day. We should be davening mincha early. That's what the Rama says. Ba'or hayom gadol. V'rov ha-su'uda tzricha liyos bayom. And the majority of the su'uda has to be during the day. Doesn't mean you have to finish it during the day, but the majority of the su'uda should be during the day, and not like v'lo kemo shenoagim l'haskel samuch l'erev, not like those people that they start the su'uda as long as they wash before shkia, they think they're okay. That should not be the case. There's some people that do that. They wash at the end of the day, have the hamotzi, and they go in tonight. It says the Rama explicitly, the Ikar Suda has to be during the day. Now, it's interesting to note, we mentioned before, how about doing it during Shachris in the morning? And we said it's really a technicality to not do it in the morning because we're involved in Mishloach Manot. But there is an alternative view on this, and that was a technicality, meaning Mikar Adin, certainly it can be in the morning, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes says that explicitly in the name of the Eliyahu Rabbah, in the name of the Shlah, HaMishubach, it's actually preferred. Misha Oses Su'uda B'Shacharis, that is the preference to do it in the morning. So as long as we're not involved in other mitzvahs, Mishloach Manot should be done before the su'uda. Why? Because one of the reasons that we deliver Mishloach Manot is that people have food for the su'uda. So accordingly, that just makes sense. You have to deliver them the food for the su'uda before they have the su'uda. So Mishloach Manot would come before the su'uda. But if somebody wants to have it in the morning, absolutely, they can have it in the morning, they could have it in the afternoon, but don't push it too late into the afternoon, because then the majority of the su'uda is going to be in the evening and the nighttime, and that, the Rama says explicitly, should not be done. Okay, so let's get into some other halachas of the su'uda. The publication is put out by by Rav Yitzhak Yaakov Fuchs. He brings as follows that some people have the minhag to light candles for the Suuda without a bracha, without a bracha. I asked at shul this morning if anyone has seen this minhag, if anyone does it, and not one person responded. Probably about 25 people in shul. Not one person said that they have seen this minhag, but it is brought by Rabbi Fuchs, so that's one point. Again, another point, a very important point from the Ramah. The Ramah says in Taf Reish Tzadi Hei Siv Beis that there is actually a preference, tov, it should be done. It would be wise, advisable, a good thing to do, to be learning Torah before the Suuda. Before the Suuda, learn Torah based on the pasuk v'la'i Yehudim haisa ora v'simcha v'sason. What is ora? Ora is Torah, and accordingly learn during the day before the Suuda. And the Eliyahu Rabbah brings in the name of the Shlah that the Suuda should be simcha shal divrei Torah. It should be happiness, yes, but not simcha just for simcha. But it has to be based on Torah. Have divrei Torah. Learning Divrei Torah at the meal, that is critical. And in addition, some people have the minhag to have fish. Why fish? Because the mazel of the month of Adar is fish, is dag. Accordingly, they will serve fish at the meal. And the question, how about washing? Is it required to have bread? Do you have to be, quote-unquote, koveya suuda? Is this a din of a suuda that you have to wash, like on Shabbos and Yantav? Or is this a mishta, a party? As the Megillah says, it's a mishta v'simcha, so can we get away without washing? So in fact, there are some achronim who say you don't have to wash. It's brought by the Magen Avraham and the Netziv. On the other hand, the Orach HaShulchan brings a proof that you do have to wash for the suuda, because it does use the language mishta when talking about Lot. It says in the pasuk vayas lahem mishta, that Lot made for them a mishta, and then it continues, that's a party, umatzos af aviyachlu, he baked for them matzah, he baked for them bread, he baked for them matzah, that is something you have to wash over, and that's when they eat. So we see here that the definition of mishta we learn from Lot, the definition of mishnah as a party, is not in the absence of bread. It has to have bread with it. That is Dorach HaShulchan. The minhag ha'olam is indeed to have bread. And in addition, brings Rabbi Fuchs, but chayavim b'machalim te'imi, you definitely need good tasting foods. It's an interesting question on halacha. Does it have to be flesh or can it be dairy? So the Rambam says as follows, Ketzat chova suuda zo, what is the obligation of the suuda on Purim? Sheyochal, he says it explicitly, basar, you have to have meat, v'itakin suuda nan, you should prepare a beautiful suuda, naisuda, kifi asher timsa yada, based on your financial ability to afford it. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafre Sariyeh does say that the obligation is meat. Now what does meat mean? Does it mean red meat, or can you get by with dairy, with fowl, with chicken, duck a la orange, is that going to work? So Diane Fisher says it specifically has to be red meat, basar behema, and fowl does not work. How many suudas do you need to have? You just need to have one suuda to fulfill the mitzvah, and as mentioned before, it can be in the morning, it can be in the afternoon, and you can have, some people have two suudas, in fact, but me'ikar din, you only need one suuda. At that suuda, remember to say al hanisim in birkas hamazon, but if somebody omitted it, you do not repeat the benching, but you can add on in the harachamans, you can add on, there's a specific harachaman in place of al hanisim for those who miss al hanisim. The ikar is that it should be a wonderful mishnah of Torah, it should be a suuda of Torah, and it should not get out of hand because of the drinking. That would not be a proper way to celebrate Purim, especially in light of the situation that we are in Klal Yisrael. It'll be a boost for the chayalim, for the soldiers, everyone in danger in Gaza and on the north, to have a significant amount of Torah at the table during the suuda. Excessive drinking would not be of assistance. Have a wonderful Purim. Purim Sameach. Thanks for listening.